Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Here's Barbara Lewis to bring us back.
Hello, stranger.
One of the classics, one of my favorites. Welcome back, 23 After. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for being part of my day. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there. You can read, listen, ask questions, watch the videos that are there, and take the poll question right there on the homepage. A lot of things there will help you, whether you're starting up your business or whether you're growing your business and can't wait to go public, or you're actually at the end of the time continuum of business ownership and you're ready to let somebody else take it and operate it and let you have let you clip your coupons for a while, so to speak. So we cover all the things there. And what we're talking about right now is what Enrico Moretti calls the new geography of jobs and how the job landscape is changing in inside the companies, inside the communities, across the geography, the pockets of opportunity and why they're successful. This is his book, The New Geography of Jobs. Enrico, thanks again for hanging out with us. Tell the audience how they can find your book, please.
Well, you can, on Amazon, you can find it, or in most bookstores, you can find it. If you Google me, I can give you all the links.
Right. So check that out. And he is a professor of economics, University of California, Berkeley. And, you know, one of the things that that you talk about in your book is the decline in manufacturing jobs in America. But I wanted to ask you your thoughts on this. I've been watching manufacturing in America for many decades. And 30 years ago, if you drove to a manufacturing plant, you saw somebody mowing the yard, that was considered a manufacturing job. If you saw somebody painting the wall in that building, that plant, that was a manufacturing job. The person answering the phone, the receptionist, was considered a manufacturing job. Today, many of those jobs are now outsourced to small businesses. They're no longer employees of the company, and therefore, when that lawn mowing, painting job is part of a small business service company, they're not considered manufacturing jobs. Isn't that why? One of the reasons why our manufacturing job statistics are really a little bit skewed?
That's one reason. But, you know, we have lost 370,000 manufacturing jobs per year for the past 30 years. So that alone...
But how many of those are just recategorized? We don't know the number. I don't know that anybody's kept up with that number. I know we've lost some real manufacturing jobs, but I don't think it's as bad as those numbers would indicate. What do you think? And the reason I think it's important to point it out is because it's given rise to a much healthier small business sector.
Sure. I think there is some recategorization going on. But the two main reasons why we've lost this job is that, you know, if you 30 years ago, if you went to one of these factories, you saw a lot of workers around machines.
Yes.
Today, if you ever visit the factory recently, you see there are no workers anymore. It's all robots and machines.
That's right.
So the process is very automatized. There is no need. There's much less need for labor.
And that's the reason why I pointed out that globalization is not the enemy of jobs. If you want to be mad at somebody, be mad at technology.
And there's little that you can do about technology, frankly.
That's right.
It's something that occurred, you know, 200 years ago when we moved from agriculture to manufacturing, the same thing happened. We had half of the labor force doing agriculture, and then the tractors and pesticides and fertilizer came along, and now one in 100 workers in America are in agriculture.
Yeah, that's right. And we don't think that's a bad thing, do we?
We don't think it's a bad thing, and I think ultimately that was part of the rise in standard of living for the American labor force.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the thing about manufacturing that is also changing dramatically is the type of jobs that are available. At the same time where we lost so many blue-collar jobs, for example, the number of engineers in the sector has doubled.
Mm-hmm.
And this reflects the fact that the part of manufacturing that are thriving are the ones that have been the most aggressive at innovating and creating things that are unique, that other competitors cannot make somewhere else, or they cannot make in China. Things that are so unique that there is a lot of demand for it and a lot of value that it's added.
So what you're saying is that companies, people, and communities, you know, your job is not to tell them what to do, but you've got to, but what they have to do is develop a culture and an infrastructure that supports and promotes and encourages innovation.
That's true. And what is innovation? Well, innovation is something that is that makes unique products or services
mm-hmm.
that nobody else can reproduce.
Or a niche of a niche.
Exactly. If you're making something, even if it's sophisticated, even if it's electronic, but it can be made in Singapore, the value that you're adding is low because that product will be so competitive. There will be so much competition in that niche that you won't add much value. But if you're making something that it's your own niche and
right.
nobody else makes that, then that's where the value is. Because nobody can compete it away.
Mm-hmm. Enrico, I've got to wrap it up, but will you come back another day? We'd like to have more discussion with you about this.
I'd be delighted to.
And you want to give us a website?
My website is, if you Google me, I'll come up on top.
Enrico Moretti, Moretti is his last name. The New Geography of Jobs is Enrico's book. Enrico, thanks for being here. Come back again real soon.
Great, thank you.
We'll see you next time. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.